Here on Lee Road in Winter Park, there's an apartment complex with a bus stop across the street, but there's no easy way to get there. It's the kind of thing that gets local land use attorney Rick Geller hot under the collar.
To get across over to that bus stop over there, the ability to do so legally just doesn't exist here. There's not a single crosswalk here anywhere.
The nearest crosswalk is about a 20-minute hike back towards Interstate 4. It's a problem that communities like Winter Park are trying to gradually improve. They want to make current roads more friendly to pedestrians, cyclists, and cars. Geller is worried busy streets like Lee Road present dangerous crossing conditions for all types of citizens, even on a sunny Florida day.
Here we have a lady on an electric wheelchair. She's in the middle of the street right now, the middle of the highway, and we have cars zooming by her at 50 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour. And she is completely outside the law, what she's doing, but she has no choice.
The heavy traffic makes it impossible for me to cross in time to catch the lady in the wheelchair.
All right, so we're running across Lee Road here. We're going to try to go interview someone who we just saw across the street a little while ago. We're now standing in the median. We made a quick hustle for it. Traffic is going pretty fast, and we're pretty exposed, I think, standing on this median here.
We did catch up with Willie Starks, a homeless man who crosses Lee Road every day to catch the bus. He says it's not easy.
They will run over you. They will kill you, they will hit you, and they'll keep going.
For me, a complete street is one that just naturally a person can switch seamlessly from mode to mode.
That's Washington State-based transportation expert Dan Burden.
From walking to driving to, we see people that have a disability using the street as freely as anyone else.
He's a leading voice in a national movement that wants communities to move away from thinking their roads are just for cars. It's called Complete Streets and urges communities to slowly add features that improve roads like wider sidewalks, narrower lanes, and moving buildings closer to a road's edge. Burden says that creates what he calls visual friction and slows drivers down.
And if the street feels stark, scary, naked, dangerous even, then people try to rush through. There are a lot of streets in the Orlando area that that's what they are. And so bringing the buildings in is the first great act of civilizing the street.
Winter Park's new resolution is part of a gradual change to improve streets when routine tasks come up, like paving or replacing pipes. The new rules should be in place by August. The movement is gaining attention nationwide. So far, three Florida cities, including Pensacola and Fort Lauderdale, have already passed resolutions to move their streets closer to the complete model. Transportation consultant Dan Burden says Winter Park's approach will be crucial for other communities as well.
It's got to start with a couple really great model projects. So what happens here in Winter Park is going to be really important, not just to Winter Park, but to Orlando, Central Florida, and in time, the entire state.
Florida transportation officials say they have adopted complete streets concepts into their long-range planning, but that means the changes can be decades in the future. Attorney Rick Geller convinced state lawmakers to pass a measure this year that would put a few of those ideas into action sooner, but he says he's already preparing for a stronger push during next year's legislative session. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News.